When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head on over to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to our pal Dave Richard, CBS Sports' fantasy football expert. There are three ways to link up with Dave Richard and his fantasy football advice. On X, I hate calling it that. It's actually Twitter, at Dave Richard. Live on YouTube every morning by searching for Fantasy Football Today and three times per week on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Network. Check your local listings. What's up, Dave? Happy Halloween.
Hey, happy Halloween. I don't care what you call it as long as you follow me on there and you let me help you get an edge in your fantasy.
There you go. Nice. So, Dave, I played a trick on myself by dealing away. I needed some running back depth, so I was frustrated with Tank Dell because he had done really nothing, languishing on my bench. So I dealt him away this past Sunday for Alexander Mattison, and then a few hours later, Stephon Diggs shreds his knee, and Tank Dell is now basically the last man standing left in that Texans wideout room. I feel like I played a trick on myself by doing that deal. Do you agree?
Yeah, that didn't seem like a great deal at the time. It does for the person that got rid of Alexander Mattison, because honestly, who wants to start Alexander Mattison? But I would say this, you know, Tank Dell does not look like his rookie year self. He only has one target this year that's traveled more than 25 yards in the air. So he's not connecting on those deep throws with CJ Stroud, and he's not pulling away from defensive backs like he was last year either. So I'm wondering if everything that happened to him, from the broken leg to the offseason stuff, kind of has caught up with him, and maybe he doesn't have that superpower anymore, and it's leading to him being a little bit used a little bit differently and not necessarily in a more effective way. We'll see how he does tonight. I think he's a good start tonight for fantasy managers because he'll have a huge opportunity to reel in targets against the Jets. But long term, I'm not sure that trading him is a bad idea. Just trading him for a Raiders running back, that seems kind of like a not so great
idea. I didn't love it, but I needed some sort of depth with the bye week Armageddon that's coming up in the next few weeks.
Sure.
Trust me, I don't want to start him, but I feel like in a pinch when guys are on bye, like, he's going to have to play at some point.
Do you think you could have possibly waited? Because the bye week Armageddon really doesn't happen until week 12, mm-hmm. and we're about to start week 9 tonight.
Yeah.
Could you have maybe been a little more patient and waited at least another week? Because if you tried to trade Tank Dell now, I think you could do better than Alexander Mattison.
Yeah, you're probably right. Mm. You know what? I made a rash, impulsive move, and now I'm going to pay for it. But these things happen sometimes.
Hey, Dave, I know who you like between Stafford and Kyler. I just looked at your rankings. I didn't look at your wide receiver rankings now. I need two out of these four. Jaxon Smith, Jalen Waddle, Jaden Reed, Cortland Sutton.
I like the last two, Reed and Sutton. Mm-hmm. Sutton has basically become the number one receiver. He's been the number one receiver for Denver, but Bo Nix is starting to play better. And so the one game that Bo Nix had terrible numbers in his last four, that was the same game Cortland Sutton didn't have any catches. They rectified that the following week. And I think that Cortland Sutton is actually a great buy-low receiver if you're looking for depth or if you're just looking for somebody to be like a locked-in number three type of fantasy receiver who could become a number two fantasy wide receiver because his quarterback is playing so well. So I like him in that regard, and I still like Jaden Reed. I know the numbers haven't been great lately. Mm-hmm. There is kind of an asterisk because what happens if Jordan Love doesn't play for the Packers?
Oh, I won't play him, yeah.
Yeah, then you probably won't play him. But I guess I'd go with JSN if it's a PPR league.
Yep.
Because Jalen Waddle, there is not a good track record of Waddle when Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane are healthy. And Tua's there, too. Yep. When all those guys are playing, it seems like Waddle is the odd man out in Miami.
Yeah, Reed's got 7 total targets in the last 2 weeks.
The Packers' offense is just, it's gotten to the point now where the only reliable guy seems to be Dobbs.
Yep.
And that can flip in a moment, mm-hmm. and it could go back to being Reed. I still think Reed is very versatile, but Dobbs has kind of taken over as the number one guy for Jordan Love.
Hey, Dave, I think I know how you're going to react to this question. Is it a Taysom Hill week with all the injuries in New Orleans?
So, like 3 weeks ago, I would have been enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
And said, absolutely it is. He's someone that you could stream, and he still is. But we have had a tight end revolution over mm-hmm. the last few weeks. Where now I'm looking at my tight end rankings, like Tucker Kraft is 13th for me, and he's taking on Detroit. It's a good matchup. He's a good start. Dalton Kincaid in Buffalo is 14th for me. So I think fantasy managers can do a little bit better than Taysom Hill, who might catch a couple of passes, and he might score a touchdown, and that's good, but we're talking about like 9 PPR points. And I think that there are a ton of tight ends now that you could look at and say, that's the floor for them. That's the floor for Hunter Henry. He's given you at least 9.5 PPR points each of his last 3 games. That's the floor now for Mike Gesicki as long as T. Higgins is out for Cincinnati. So there are too many other tight ends that I like better than Taysom Hill to say that it's a Taysom Hill type week. He would need 2 touchdowns.
Real quick, Olave or Garrett Wilson?
I love them both, but Chris Olave, if you want to talk about the guy who's now the number one, no one's taking work away from him. It's Chris Olave, and you saw what he did last week with bad quarterback play. Now he's going to get Derek Carr, which is not as bad quarterback play, but the offensive line is also going to get stronger, and they're taking on Carolina. I expect this to be a monster game for Chris Olave and for Alvin Kamara, and that kind of puts Derek Carr in play as a streaming quarterback if you're in trouble at that position.
All right, let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. You can ask Dave all the questions that you need.
All right, let's go to Nick in Vienna. Hey, Nick, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, Jones. Good morning, Dave.
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
I got Devontae Adams tonight, or I got Ladd McConkey or Calvin Ridley.
I am not ready to bench Devontae Adams for either McConkey or Ridley, although last week if you had done it, you would have looked like a genius. Look, Texans secondary, I think it's a little beat up. Adams certainly not as explosive. It's a close call for me between Adams and McConkey. I would go with Adams if it's full PPR.
Wonderful. Thanks, Kit.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you, buddy. All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques. Pastor Jacques, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning. Happy Fright Night, friends. Hope you're doing okay.
Yep. Thank you. You too.
Hey, Dave. So I was wondering, it's a half-point PPR. If I start Singletary tonight, it might be the only time this year from now on that you get to start him with Tyrone Tracy in concussion protocol, or do I swerve to Rico Dowdle or Tillman for the Browns?
So in a half PPR, I think I would lean towards Singletary. I just think that he's got a good matchup against the Commanders, and we saw it earlier this year when he took on Washington. He scored a touchdown. I think he either had close to 100 total yards or over 100 total yards, mm-hmm. and you know he's going to get a ton of work in the Giants' offense. And honestly, the run game for them has looked really good, even without Andrew Thomas at left tackle. They just went up against the Steelers, and Tyrone Tracy had a great game. You could see why they made Tracy their number one running back, and Singletary was the number two. So I would lean in the direction of Devin Singletary, but Cedric Tillman has come on quite strong over the last 2 weeks, at least 16 full PPR points in each of those 2 games with Jameis Winston as his quarterback. I don't know if I see it continuing to that level, but I do see him continuing to play a major role for the Browns. If he's somehow still on your waiver wire, you should grab him.
Good luck, Jacques.
All right, let's go to Joe St. Louis. Mm, hey, Joe. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Joe?
What do you got for Dave Richard? Hey,
thank you. I got the Commanders and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl based off of every election. Well, the election years is when the Commanders franchise goes to the Super Bowl. And last year, Adam Schefter deleted a tweet saying that the Commanders and the Chiefs were playing the Super Bowl.
Is this guy missing it? He's missing the point of the segment. Now, we appreciate him listening. He's in St. Louis.
Yeah. This is a fantasy football segment.
Yeah.
You have a fantasy question?
Would it help save the bit if I told you that both those DSTs were top five this week?
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good one.
That's kind of tasty getting the Commanders against Daniel Jones.
Let's go to...
Yeah, I mean, you have to buy into it. And Dan Quinn has really proven to be a defensive genius. He's proven it for years, let's be honest. But he's really showing it because you look at the talent on paper for the Commanders defense. And outside of Luvu Wagner... I mean, those two guys coming into the year, we knew what they were. They have really outperformed expectations, and they look great. They're schemed great.
All right, let's go to Daryl. That's the first time we've had, like, an out-of-pocket, like, fantasy call in a long time.
It's correct.
Maybe the first time.
Daryl, what's up, buddy? What do you got for Dave Richard?
Hey, I got Josh Allen versus Miami or Kirk Cousins versus the Cowboys.
I mean, if this were speed round, you would have been hung up on already. And as great as Kirk Cousins has been, is he playing Tampa Bay? No. I like Cousins this week. I've got him ranked higher than maybe I'm even comfortable with. But Josh Allen is the number one quarterback in fantasy this week.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you have Jaden ranked? I don't have your rankings right in front of me.
He's fourth against the Giants. And part of it might just be because I wonder if they want to take a little bit off his plate. And I wonder if they'll be able to do that. Because last week, I mean, he threw 38 passes. He was all over the place, and he had the rib injury, and he barely practiced. And the only reason why he had a good fantasy game was because of the Hail Mary, which was awesome, as you guys know. But I do think this could be a week where the Commanders do run it well. I think Brian Robinson could have another good game. He had a good game earlier this year against the G-Men. So Daniels isn't in his usual top three spot. He's fourth.
All right, we'll take it, though. Let's go to Mike in Manassas. Mike, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Hey, what's up? Going great. What's up?
So, real quick, I've got a trade offer for CeeDee Lamb, and they're offering me A.J. Brown and David Montgomery.
Done.
And then the second part of that
question. He likes it.
Immediately accept that trade.
Okay, and then the second part of that question is if I do that, then it puts me in a situation where do I start David Montgomery, Terry McLaurin, or Josh Jacobs?
Wow. It would be McLaurin for me this week, especially if catches count. If catches don't count, it would be Jacobs over McLaurin. How is somebody going to give A.J. Brown and David Montgomery just for CeeDee Lamb? Talk about selling high. That is the ultimate definition. You're literally ripping. You should almost feel bad about accepting that trade. Almost.
But still
feel bad
it.
About accepting that trade.
Yeah. Still
assuming you're only giving up CeeDee Lamb and there isn't a detail that you're sharing. But yeah,
Jalen Warren's the caveat.
Oh, what do you mean Jalen Warren's the caveat?
Like he's the throw-in player.
Yeah, he's a throw-in player.
Yeah, right, okay. Still be
the
deal.
Okay. I'm sure that'll keep you up at night, losing Jalen Warren and his
okay,
PPR
good.
Points.
Great, accepted. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right, thank all you,
good
buddy.
Good luck going forward. Time is running short. Speed round time. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones. Don't disrespect Dave's advice. That's very important.
All right, here we go.
Valdez is already smiling.
Spooky edition
he
of
is.
Speed
he's
round.
He's already smiling.
The spooky round.
He can't wait to hang up on you. All right, let's go. George Waldorf, speed round, go.
Kyle Pitts, TJ Hockenson.
Pitts.
Don, speed round, go.
Kraft or Hockenson?
Who is it or Hockenson?
Kraft or Hockenson?
Kraft.
It's Hockenson.
Jake, speed round, go.
Defense, Broncos or Texans?
Oh, man, you should go see if the Eagles are out there on your waiver wire. If you have to pick between those two, I would go with the Texans.
Andre, speed round, go.
Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp.
Kupp.
Chris, speed round, go.
Full PPR, Prescott or Cousins?
You don't need to say full PPR for quarterbacks. That's dumb.
Brett, Cousins, speed round.
Cousins.
Go.
Amari Cooper, D. Hopkins.
Cooper over Hopkins.
Pat,
I don't love either
I hate
one.
Both of them.
Speed round, go. Pat?
Kincaid or Hockinson?
Hockinson.
Oh, he's big on Hawk this week.
Leslie, speed round, go. Is there a delay? Leslie? All right, let's try Jake. Speed round, go.
Pick one. Devontae Smith, DeAndre Swift.
What?
Smith or Swift? Swift over Devontae Smith.
We'll give him a slight pass. DeAndre,
it's
Devontae,
a little confusing
he's got a tongue
there,
twister.
Yeah. Let's go to Eric. Speed round, go.
Tillman or Amari Cooper, standard scoring?
I'll say Cooper, but it's with a little bit of hesitation.
And let's go to our guy, John DePompam, eating my ramen.
You have so many noodles in your mouth. John.
I get points for you eating on air. I'd be the champion of every league ever. Hey, Dave, I'm in a PPM league, Dave. That's points for misinformation. Who's a bigger liar, Dave Richard and his fake news about Jaden Daniels not playing last week, or the entire Bickle family and that made-up Hail Mary stat they keep peddling?
What's the Hail Mary stat? Oh, the 9%?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just Google it. It's right there.
Ungoogleable. Nobody can find it.
I'm gonna take a picture of it.
It's a great question, John.
I'll put
it
on
like
Twitter.
It.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right, Dave,
but
good luck.
Did Dave last week say he did not think Jaden was going to play?
He said he had a source that said don't expect him to
play.
I had somebody tell me don't expect him to play, and then lo and behold, he ended up playing. And you know what? The Commanders fans are glad I'm wrong on that one.
They're
you know
very
what?
Glad.
Ditch that source.
Dave, thank you as always. Have a great Halloween. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
You got it, guys. Happy Halloween. Tell Jim Nantz that the weirdo that he met in Kansas City says what's up.
Okay gotcha. We'll be sure to do that.
Sure, he's
right.
Met a ton of weirdos.
That's Dave Richard giving you all that fantasy advice you need because Week 9 kicks off tonight. When we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And as Dave mentioned, Jim Nantz from CBS Sports will join the show at 9:15.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals, Jim Nantz joining the show at 9:15, so you don't want to miss any of that. You don't want to miss EB's entertainment page, which is happening right now. As you listen to the Ramones, Pet Sematary.
I think this is the Ramones' best song.
It's pretty good. I don't know if it's
their
best
probably
song.
Not their it's probably their, not their most popular song.
Right.
But I think it's their best song.
Right. By the way, the original Pet Sematary, way better than the trashy remake, in my opinion.
Didn't see the
don't bother the with the remake.
When was the original?
1989.
86?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And that's when the dumb cat gets killed and comes back as a demon.
Yeah, because the dad takes the cat and buries it in the pet cemetery.
Buries in the pet cemetery.
He doesn't want his daughter being distraught that her cat was run over by a giant oil truck out in front of their house.
By the way, Cakes put up his...
I remember slightly.
Yeah.
Cakes put up his Halloween outfit on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm Coach Quinn.
At Junks Radio, but I also put it up on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio. You're getting a lot of compliments.
Ah, very good.
He looks just like him.
I mean, just like him is a stretch, but like...
I mean, you look a lot like him.
You know, did the goatee. Got that backwards hat.
You're 8 inches shorter.
I'm a little shorter. Yeah, I'm not quite the leader of men that Dan Quinn is, but I'm doing my best over here.
Is Dan Quinn 6'4"? I'm curious. He could be.
He's pretty big.
He dwarfs me. I know that because I met him in person.
I'm going to guess he's at least 6'3". Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's a big guy.
Listed at 6'3".
Yeah, very good.
Good call.
All right, Cakes. Entertainment page, of course, is driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW of Fairfax, or his woman, Miriam. She's the kind of like the acting GM now that Mike's running around in charge of all the BMWs. She has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWofFairfax.com. All right. You know, I have to just, a little side note here. I clicked on this Jennifer Aniston story just because I've always been intrigued by her. And they did this bit where she showed her little thing, button that she voted. And then they were making a big story out of the fact that she had something in the background of her photo. And I was like, ooh, I wonder what that was. You know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe she had some sort of...
You're pinch zooming it up.
I was like, what are they talking about?
Right.
And because this was like lead story on a couple things. It went viral. And I'm like, looking at the photo, I can't find anything. And
viral.
And they're making a big deal about the fact that she has framed photos, not of her family, but of her dogs.
That's a big deal.
I was hoping it was some sort of like one of those toys Drabby has in his dresser.
That was a big letdown.
Yeah, big letdown. It's a picture of her two dogs. Apparently she's a big dog
lover. Is that common?
The people have pictures of their dogs?
I don't know.
I think if you're really wacky.
I guess if you don't have any kids, she has no kids, right?
Correct. Yeah, no kids are like your kids.
I would guess a decent number of people that have pets and dogs especially probably have some sort of photo of their dog.
Pet cemetery.
Of course.
Pet
just solo. Do you have any?
Just solo with the dog.
What's the one I can get a family picture with the dog. No, I get that.
But like my daughter has like one of her graduation pictures was her posing with Winnie.
That's with your dog.
At College Park.
No, but what about just...
like, just the dog?
Yeah, what's the one that just passed?
Simba. Pour some out for him
tonight. Do you have a framed photo of Simba? You know what? Oversight.
Don't know.
That's an oversight, Cakes.
But we do have a drawing of both Simba and Kipper, who both passed in the last 2 to 3
years.
I've
got solo photos, and I've got a drawing.
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You're a little wacky.
It's my dog.
Hey, we love our pets.
Yeah.
You guys can't relate.
It's like my third daughter.
All right, so here you go. I got a list.
You just can't relate, exactly.
I can't. I got a list of 2024's top trending Halloween costumes, according to
Google. Dan Quinn?
Now, I'll lead this off. Dan Quinn's not in here.
Okay. I wonder if any of the 5-year-olds that come up to my door are going to know who I am if I'm dressed in this getup tonight.
And my youngest was so excited yesterday when her Halloween costume came in.
Okay.
I guess she's wearing it to school today because she's got a game tonight.
Has the parade. Well, no, she's too old for
those
parades.
She's too old.
I got to go to a parade
after this. High school.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like a 10-year-old costume. She got like a Skittles, like one of the Skittles bag.
Okay.
No, which I feel like I've seen that a million times.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know why she picked that. That's nowhere near the top 25 here. You guys care to guess?
Top 25.
You care to guess what the number one is?
Number one costume.
According to Google.
The number one costume
number
of 2024.
I feel like I should know this for the amount of times I've been into Spirit Halloween, but I guess I haven't
paid
attention.
Like an old reference. I don't understand why it would be.
Okay.
The shrunken head Bob from Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Why would that be number one?
Just because Beetlejuice, the dumb movies.
Beetlejuice came out.
Yeah, the sequel just came out.
Okay. All right. Ray
makes
Gun.
Sense.
So that's the dancer.
Ray Gun. Who's Ray Gun?
Isn't that the person that did the hip hop dancing in the Olympics?
The break dancer from the Olympics.
I didn't I didn't know her name. Yeah, the Australian woman who
She bombed it and everyone goofed on her.
I went to a parade on Sunday and I saw that costume all over the place.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I don't even know what this is. Catnap.
Catnap? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is either.
C-A-T-N-A-P. What is catnap?
No idea.
Not sure.
All right. Number four, another Beetlejuice. Dolores.
O'Riordan?
Not Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
Is that the Winona Ryder character? I don't know.
I don't know. Do you know what catnap is? What is catnap?
It looks like, catnap looks like from a kids' TV show, it looks like.
All right. Here's another one I don't know. From the Amazing Digital Circus. Never read those four words before in my life.
Never heard that before.
Pomni. So is that like a kids' show or something that they're watching now? Like Blue's Clues or something?
Gotta be.
All right. Envy from Inside Out.
Okay, so that's a Pixar movie.
Red from Descendants.
I've seen
Red.
I
don't know
any of these.
I don't
none.
Well, you're out of the kids game. I mean,
Doctor
you have
Doom.
Kids, but they're older.
Dr. Doom. Okay, that one makes sense.
Are these all...
this is the top 2024 trending Halloween costumes.
For kids?
Those are, I mean, Descendants is kids.
Well, for everybody.
Pomni's kids. Half the ones you're talking about
are kids. Where's Diddy on that list?
It's got to be a hot. It's got to be a hot.
That's got to be for college guys.
What about couples? I mean, is it still like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? That's got to be like.
That has to be one.
It's not
top
here.
Couples
not
like
here.
Costume.
Sabrina Carpenter. Isn't that like an artist? Like
she's
a pop
star
artist.
Yeah.
Lady Deadpool.
Lady Deadpool. I didn't know that was. I mean, know Deadpool is.
This one would be right up your alley, Valdez. A Chipotle burrito.
Okay.
Hey, Mar's telling me that if you have like an app and you have a costume, Chipotle will give you a burrito for $6 today.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. Catch me there at 3 o'clock is when it starts.
What are you dressing up as?
So I do it every year. It's just my normal like lazy bit. It's just put on a Commander's jersey and a hat. Just say I'm a super fan. I mean, they kind of just brush it off.
It's a lazy costume.
So
super
no.
fan.
That is
super
so no.
lazy is what that is.
Please, the Chipotle in Arlington, deny Mar service. Deny Mar service.
Not even trying,
for being so freaking lazy.
Right. That is lazy.
Valdez, are you dressing up tonight at all?
No. I will be watching the original Halloween, though.
As
I watch it every year on Halloween.
Tradition. One.
I watch the original OG Halloween.
Very good.
Can you hand out candy where you live?
Yeah. I have a stash.
How you doing?
I have a stash ready to go.
Got Old Bay flavored gummy bears. Yes.
This is weird. You know how Cakes always has these...
I didn't know any of those costumes.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's a terrible list.
Zippy.
I actually think the only one I would have known would have been Ray Gunn.
No idea.
Yeah, I
might have known her. Cakes is big into, and I'm kind of with him on this for the most part. If you're an athlete, you sign a contract, you know, you probably shouldn't go skiing. You shouldn't go snowboarding. You know, anything that can
surfing,
you know.
Body
shouldn't go
surfing.
Race cars. But this one surprised me. Remember, Michael
Jordan.
Well,
I was going to go skiing with me.
I think he did have the clause in his contract that he could play pickup basketball.
Okay.
He was so into it. Jalen Hurts in his contract, he's not allowed to play golf.
I saw that yesterday. It's kind of surprising. They're worried about him like swinging his arm out. Banging.
Swinging his arm out.
It's like hurting his arm or his shoulder playing golf.
I think you could hurt your back.
It's only so many bendovers, ZB.
I mean, don't you torque your body all the time when you're playing golf?
Yeah, but it's more back than arm.
Okay, but if he has a back injury, he can't go play football.
Back. I get back.
Yeah.
I don't get arm. That's all.
Plus, it takes a lot of time.
It's less time in the playbook.
They want him in the playbook.
Yeah. Right. You guys saw
don't pitchers play golf on their off days?
All the time.
Like 100% of them?
Yeah.
Well, I think they know that it's built in that every single pitcher is going to get injured, so it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
Right, just, you know,
well,
it's kind of
the same with the NFL. All right, according to analysis from The Athletic, I don't know how the hell they get that. This is great promo for Smuckers. NFL teams consume a minimum of 80,000 Uncrustables a year.
Yeah, we had that on our Instagram page.
Shocking
recently.
Number. I don't know if I've ever had an Uncrustable. I don't think I have.
They have them over here. I've had a
They have a million things at the Monumental Vending that I don't buy.
Who doesn't? I thought you were a PBJ guy.
No, I'm not a big PB. I'm not averse to it, but if I have a choice of a sandwich, I can think of a dozen I'd rather have before a PBJ.
He's more a bologna guy.
Oh, I'm more of a deli meat guy than I am.
A bologna guy? Who's a bologna
guy? I just remember as a kid he had bologna.
As a kid, I used to love bologna. And every summer when I go to Kiowa, I buy a pack of bologna and white bread and yellow mustard. And I white trash it up for a week.
You just relive your childhood?
I don't eat bologna ever for the rest of the year.
I don't know if I've ever bought bologna.
But I like roast.
I don't even know what it is.
A roast beef or a turkey sandwich is delicious.
Bologna.
Yeah, I like that. And
so
what is bologna? Is it cheap meat? It's a lot of scraps.
It's a combination of
It's not great. It doesn't even taste
like,
great.
It's basically like spam.
Yeah.
It's kind of like spam.
I haven't had it.
I feel like my mom, when I was growing up, used to buy bologna all the time. But
it was cheap.
We were busted.
Yeah, it was cheap.
I get the quality bologna, though. Oscar Mayer. I don't get the trash.
Your bologna has a first name, O-S-C-A-R.
It's got a second name, M-A-Y-E-R.
Jay, you were saying something?
I was going to say, what team eats the most? Do they have like a list of?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Where's Washington in there?
He comes out. Let me see. 24.
Takes driving the Wienermobile all around Kiowa.
Sam Cosmi could eat 40 of them.
Denver Broncos led the pack. They go through 700 Uncrustables a week.
Jeez. That's a lot. They just don't look that appetizing to me. Are they that good? Do they taste that good and Uncrustable?
I think they're amazing. In fact, the other day, I just bought a box of them.
Okay.
People rave about them.
Yeah.
Like, they'll put it in the fridge and have them cold.
That's exactly
they people rave about them.
Yeah. Lacrosse tournaments, they would have them out there for the kids, and I would just... I would just crush them in the tent, you know, like between games.
PB&J's would probably be good.
They're really good.
What else do they do?
Do they have other Uncrustables?
I know they have different jelly flavored ones.
Yeah, I know they have like the strawberry and the grape. I'm a grape guy. I'm always grape. Are you a strawberry guy?
To be honest,
I am.
I've never had an Uncrustable.
I haven't
ever.
Either.
You haven't?
I'm not a big PB&J guy. If I'm going to have PB, I'm just going to have plain peanut butter.
Do you want me
sandwich.
To pop your chair? You want me to buy buy you guys each one? Would you have one?
Sure. You want to do
you're going to buy
review?
It?
Well, I mean,
an Uncrustables review.
I mean, for $10. I mean,
if you're gonna buy one, I'll eat it.
Do you like? Have you had them before?
I would just if buy I did, one it was and long chop time it up instead of buying 50 Uncrustables.
You gotta let them sit out for 30 minutes.
I don't let it sit out.
Why?
Well, that's the whole bit. That's why they're in the refrigerator, because they're designed for kids' lunches. They're designed to thaw out. And be at room temp when
they're not frozen.
That sounds like an Uncrustables expert right there.
Frozen. I don't know.
Hey, if you go to a country club and they have Uncrustables at their halfway house, you're at a legit.
You are. That's a nice perk.
Yeah.
At the turn,
Tom says he does a bit with I don't know why, but the Highlands in Chicago, they're big on pretzels.
Yeah.
And cheese.
Oh, like beer cheese.
Like I don't know how to describe the cheese.
Yeah.
Probably beer cheese.
Yeah, it's so good. Sounds like a very Midwestern-y thing.
Yeah, I think it's.
You know what crushes an Uncrustable? A BLT. Destroys it, blows it right out of the water.
I would agree.
It's not even close.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Especially the EBLT from Blue Magic.
That was
no longer on the menu.
With you, Cake.
Well, anything with bacon on it's better.
Well, yeah, of course.
Of course.
The Menendez brothers, they still could be released before Christmas, Cake. So
that's quite a Christmas
gift. Get your Christmas
for them.
Card ready to send to those guys.
I'm sure I'd send them a Christmas card.
And last but not least, they're saying, yes, Tom Brady was blindsided by the news that Giselle was knocked up by the jiu-jitsu.
How was he blindsided by it?
Well, first of all, she's, 45 years old.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's recently broken up. He probably still has a little bit of feelings. He said he was in his feelings a little bit. Took him a little while to kind of absorb it. This baby's mama going to have kids with another daddy.
They moved on.
Moved on.
I feel like the initial hate on Tom Brady as an announcer has dissipated.
Not
some.
For me.
And now he's just a regular
terrible.
Guy.
Which game did he
no,
do
he's
last
terrible.
Week?
He's regularly terrible.
Who? I don't think this is bad.
No, I can't believe he's calling a Super Bowl.
He's just so boring. He's a nothing.
No Riz.
Got no Riz.
Rizless. No wonder that jiu-jitsu guy went in there.
Yeah, easy for him. Easy pickings.
Did he have the Ravens Browns? No.
I don't know. Whatever.
Frost Tucker was on that game.
You don't even realize the guy's doing it.
Melatonin.
Yeah. Melatonin.
Just record him and put it right next to your
with magnesium.
Put it right next to your bed when you're trying to go to sleep. All right, coming up next, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us. And don't forget Jim Nantz. He's actually a quality NFL broadcaster.
Well, he's incredible.
He'll be joining us coming up at 9:15 here on The Fan. Don't forget, coming up in just about half an hour from now, Jim Nantz from CBS Sports. He'll join the show at 9:15. But right now, we head to the BetQL guest hotline. Happy to welcome in Nick Dowd from the red-hot Washington Capitals. They're hosting the Montreal Canadiens tonight at Capital One Arena. Dowder, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I was dressed up the other day. I can't remember what it was. You and your wife, right? What were you dressed up as?
We went as McDreamy and
Meredith Grey.
Thank you, Meredith Grey.
Okay. Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Is that still,
on? Hey, you know what? To dress up as McDreamy, that's pretty bold because he's generally looked at as like,
I think he just had a gray-haired wig.
50th like sexiest people on people, you know, on People magazine. Yeah. That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah, I like the bravado.
That's the irony in it. You know, that's what you get to dress up as someone as you want to be as Halloween. So
yeah,
McDreamy.
Exactly. That's perfect. Patrick Dempsey. So would you characterize yourself as a big Halloween guy? Medium, or you're just kind of grinchy when it comes to Halloween?
No, I'd say big Halloween guy because I think it. I think for me, it kickstarts the rest of the holidays. You know, you got Halloween's exciting to get ready for because the weather's changing. You know, you put on a nice little sweater.
Yeah,
and then Halloween's fun for the kiddos, right? And then that kind of pushes right into Thanksgiving, and then you know the big man Santa Claus comes around a little bit later.
So. Be honest, are you big man? Are you a little bit disappointed that you have a game tonight that you can't participate fully in Halloween?
No comment.
Okay. No comment.
Very good.
Although Dowder, I mean, you're not used to it. We're not used to it. 81 degrees today on Halloween.
Yeah, that is nuts. I was hoping for a little bit chilly, but it's good for the kiddos at night, I guess.
All right, so talk about the big win over the Rangers, and the Rangers came into that game at one of the best goal differentials in the league, and you guys put it on them.
Is it safe to say Nick is on a heater?
Dowder's on a heater, too.
I think it's safe to say that.
Three goals in the last four games?
Yep, it definitely is.
We had the empty netter, right, at the end.
Yeah, who cares?
They still count.
Nobody cares.
They all
just
pointing it out.
They still count.
That's true.
Yeah.
You guys know the saying, they don't ask how, they just ask how many.
Yep, right. Exactly.
I think in that game, you know, that was probably one of our best efforts that we played over the course of the season. I know we got a small sample size, but they're a really, really, really good team, fast. You know, as you saw, their special teams is good. I think we made, you know, I made one mistake on the, well, I guess a couple of mistakes on the penalty kill, and puck kind of found its way in the back of the net. They have some elite players, but I thought 5-on-5. Limited their shots, limited their opportunities, and then Tomer shut the door when we needed him to. And offensively, I thought we did a great job of, you know, playing against one of the best goalies in the league. You got to create second opportunities and screen pucks, and that's what we were able to do. So,
how tough is Dylan McIlrath? I mean, we're only eight games in,
God.
And I mean, that dude has already taken on, I think it was Delorier from Philly, and He laid waste to Matt Rempe, who's a 6'9" monster and a tough guy, and he didn't back down one bit. Cut him on the face, sent him to the locker room. I mean, that dude.
He's not
backing down from anybody. It was like 2:37 into the game, I think. He doesn't back down from anybody, and that must make you guys feel confident out on the ice that you've got that guy wearing your sweater instead of having to face him.
Yeah, thank God, right?
Yeah.
I definitely think it makes guys play with a little bit more confidence. You know, guys, you know, the old saying is, you know, stand a little bit taller out there when Big Mac's on the ice. But, I think a lot of people probably don't realize, but, you know, Mac's been, he's been one of the toughest guys in pro hockey for the last maybe 9-10 years, maybe even more. So, you know, he's... I'd say he's definitely one of the toughest guys in the NHL right now. You know, he's not scared of anybody, and, you know, he knows what he's doing. Not only is he super tough and he's heavy and he's strong and he's long, but he knows what he's doing too. So, yeah, I mean, I was so pumped up for that fight. I think, you know, after we all banged the boards and you know, we're yelling at him and he's yelling and stuff and he sits down in the box, I think I stood back up and started banging the boards for an encore. I think
right.
I was so pumped.
Yeah. You know? And why can you give me the backstory? Why did that start off? So it was it left over from
no,
the previous day?
There's been bad blood between those two dudes dating back to like their AHL days a couple seasons
and
ago.
And the Caps had beef. Remember Tom Wilson tried to get in a scrap with him last
year. Right. Rempe like knocked out Oshie and TVR during the playoff series. So like he had it coming
from that.
Oh yeah, he had it coming to him.
So he had nothing to do with it even. He was just going to do it.
McElrath asked him if he wanted to go and they went and he paid for it.
Wow.
Which, yeah, you guys nailed it. Yeah.
Does Rempe have that reputation in the league just being a D-bag?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I can't comment on the kid personally. I mean, I've never talked to him. I've never met him, but I haven't heard, you know. I mean, word travels pretty fast around most leagues if you're a bad person. I haven't heard anything about him being a bad person at all. No, I just think he's a young kid. He's trying to make a name for himself. And I mean, he's fought a lot of really tough guys. So, okay. including Mac. So
Connor McMichael with another goal against the Rangers. Yeah. He had 10 shots on goal in the game.
Flying.
By far the most on the team. He's definitely bringing that new dad energy to the ice, because didn't he get the news like after the second period that his girlfriend was in labor? And then he finished the Flyers game, zoomed to the hospital, and was there for the birth of their baby.
Wow. Yeah, well, thank God he finished the game. He scored two goals. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. It's impressive. Only a 24-year-old could have that much energy on the ice and still have a baby, a newborn baby. But, yeah, he's playing well. He's playing really well. I think he's come so far as a player in the last couple of years. I mean, offensively, he was always really, really highly talented. That was no question. But he's really tied up the rest of his game really, really well. And it's showing right now. He's playing great.
All right. So, you got Montreal on Halloween tonight at home. Talk to us about the Canadiens. Just based on the standings, they're towards the bottom of their division, but what do you know about them?
Well, I mean, I definitely know that any given team could beat any team on any given night. So, I mean, I don't think we're looking at the standings at all. Again, early sample size or small sample size early in the year. We're going to dig into them this morning a little bit and see what's going on. And we do our special teams and stuff and then pregame skate, and then we'll move forward from there. But, they have some really high quality players. And I know at the beginning of the year, from what I remember, the goalies are playing pretty well. So, I think we're going to have to be ready for a big game tonight.
Doubter, what time's your game day nap today?
Oh, well, we got my boy's got a Halloween parade at his school today. Mm-hmm. With all the kids' costumes. So that'll be, yeah, so we're pushing nap a little bit, probably around 1:15, 1:30, head will hit the pillow.
Very nice.
Snooze.
Okay. Then up at like 3 and then make your way to the rink?
Yeah, exactly. Up at 3, get some stuff done and probably, hang out with the kiddos for a tiny little bit and then take off.
Perfect. Awesome. We'll get another 2 points tonight. We're pulling for you as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, bro.
Of course. Right. Thanks, buddy.
That is happy Halloween to you, too. Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. They take on Montreal tonight. Don't forget, coming up at 9:15, in just about 20 minutes, Jim Nance from CBS Sports will join the Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.